If we don't hear from Agent 27 today, we're going to have to send someone in to find him.
You're really worried about him, Chief.
99, it's been almost 3 months since we've had a message from him.
Well, Chief, you know how Agent 27 hates to write letters.
Max, the assignment he was on is a vital one. We've traced Hans Hunter halfway around the world. This may be our last chance to capture him.
Hans Hunter? Wasn't he a high-ranking Nazi?
He was at various times a Nazi, a communist, a member of the mafia, and is right now one of the top executives of Chaos.
If there's anything I hate, it's a joiner.
Yes. Oh, have him bring it right in. It's something from 27. You can just put it down right there.
Sign right there, please. What kind of a signature is that?
It's the chief. It's my official signature.
Sorry, mister, but I gotta have a name on this.
This is a top secret government organization. My real name is classified information.
I'm sorry, but no name, no delivery. That's company policy.
Well, this is ridiculous.
Tough beans, Charlie.
All right. What's the matter with you now?
I've delivered a lot of packages in my time. Some here to control and some over to Chaos headquarters. And I tell you this, crime may not pay, but it sure tips a lot better.
All right, let's get this crate open. Max, you have your screwdriver?
Right here, Chief.
Chief, it's 27. Chief, I think there's something definitely wrong with 27.
I'll say there is. He's dead.
Well, at least he can't get any worse.
He looks so strange.
I don't know how to say this, 99, but Agent 27 has been stuffed.
Stuffed? Oh, how horrible, Chief.
I guess the only thing left is to bury him.
Well, it seems a shame to bury him, Chief.
What do you mean?
Well, couldn't we donate him to a museum?
Find out, Max.
You were right, Chief. The boys in the lab went over the body thoroughly, and they found out that he was shot with a poison dart, then stuffed like an animal.
Who do you think did it, Chief? Hans Hunter?
Undoubtedly, 99. It's typical of his and Chaos's fiendish sense of humor. They must have killed him and then sent us the body as a warning.
Chief, you've got to let me go after Hunter. I want to get that madman, no matter how dangerous it is. I don't care if he is one of the world's greatest killers. I don't care if he is a master of fiendish torture and death. I want him, Chief. You've got to let me have that assignment.
You got it, Max.
Of course, if you'd rather send someone else.
The job's yours, Max.
I mean, I don't want to force you in anything, Chief.
You leave tonight, you and 99.
Where do we go, Chief?
Well, that's exactly what we have to find out. We've got to figure out where 27's body was sent from.
Well, Chief, why don't we do a little basic detective work? Now, for example, the wood in this crate is thin and unprocessed. There's no evidence of any machine tools used on it. And the nails are of a peculiar shape not usually manufactured in this hemisphere. Then there are some hairs caught in this slot here as though the crate had been carried over a long distance by animal.
Those are excellent clues, Max, but what do they mean?
They mean this, Chief, that this crate was put together and sent from the Caribbean island of Moriba.
Max, that's fantastic.
It certainly is. How'd you arrive at that conclusion?
From the return address.
Now, we'll get you to Moriba by submarine. Since you're posing as sportsmen on a hunting and fishing expedition, I've asked Carlson to come up with some special equipment to fit in with your gear. Carlson?
This has been specifically designed for the agent on vacation. It's called the B-11 Modified Vindicator, a resort model. Let me show you how it works. Are you ready, gentlemen? Oh, it's one of the deadliest guns I've ever invented.
It's a little unsportsmanlike for shooting fish, isn't it,
Max? It's an anti-personnel weapon. Have you got anything else, Carlson?
Well, we have the A-14 Mark II incinerator.
Well, that's fascinating, Professor. What does it do?
Absolutely nothing. But in the event you're captured by the enemy, they'll be so intrigued by the way it works, you'll have time to escape.
Carlson, do you have something compact and lethal that they can carry on their persons?
Well, yes. We have the only new device right over here.
Oh, cigarettes.
Not just cigarettes, Chief. They're called bazooka butts.
Plain or menthol?
Neither. You see, you put one in your mouth, light it, take one puff, then throw it.
What happens?
Like a super grenade. Complete devastation. Oh, but you don't have to worry about a thing. You see, as long as they're not ignited, nothing will happen. And don't forget that only half of them are bazooka butts. The rest are real cigarettes camouflaging them.
Well, you be sure and brief 99 on this. You better come with me, Max. Your submarine is waiting.
Just one question, Professor. What happens if you take more than one puff?
You'll blow a hole in the back of your head the size of a basketball.
Well, that's one way to quit smoking.
Where do we go now, Max?
Well, let's take a look at the map and see. Okay, now here's our route. We go straight along this path, past Alligator Swamp, turn right at the Rattlesnake Pit, then crawl through the Spider Cave, and go single file between the Sulphur Bog and Dead Man's Cliff.
Max, isn't there another way?
Well, yes, there is, 99, but they advise against it.
Why?
It's too dangerous. Come on, let's get out of here.
Max, I can't go any further. We're really lost.
Don't be ridiculous, 99. I know exactly where I'm going. I have an infallible sense of direction.
But, Max, it just seems to me that we've been walking in circles for hours.
But that can't be possible. Every time we've stopped along the trail, I've made a little mark. That way we know where we've been.
What kind of a little mark, Max?
A little X.
Like that?
Exactly like that.
Oh, Max. We're hopelessly lost.
Would you drop that, please?
Mr. Smart, take their weapons. My name is Hans Hunter.
I'm sure you've heard of him.
Yes. Murderer, thief, and traitor.
Well, people will gossip. I'm sure your lovely companion will learn to like me just a little bit.
I doubt that very much.
Take them to the lodge.
Just a minute, Hunter. You don't really think we'd be stupid enough to come here alone, do you?
What do you mean?
Just this. In a very short while, General Crawford and 100 of his crack paratroopers will come crashing into this landing. Would you believe J. Edgar Hoover and 10 of his G-men? How about Tarzan and a couple of his apes?
Get moving.
Bomba the Jungle Boy?
We'll be right back.
yourselves comfortable. Please, sit down. Ah, you're much smarter than your Agent 27. If he had taken my advice and gotten some rest, he would have lasted a few minutes longer.
So you did murder Agent 27?
Murder is a very nasty word. Let's just say that in the contest between myself and 27, I was the victor.
Contest? What contest?
Yes, hunting is my hobby, Mr. Smart. I've hunted all over the world. India, Africa, the wilds of Tibet. I have stalked and killed a huge rogue elephant, the ferocious Bengal tiger. And once, Mr. Smart, once, Mr. Smart, have you ever heard of the great white rhino?
That was done by the great white rhino?
No. This was done by a small blue convertible.
The great white rhino was driving a small blue convertible?
Mr. Smart, I've heard of your exploits. You too are a hunter of men. A man much worthy of my skill. You know, I knew when I killed Agent 27, you would come hunting me.
Yes, Hunter, I've accepted your challenge. And here we are face to face. Now, what do you have in mind?
I could kill you, Mr. Smart. I could kill you very easily. But I will give you one chance to live. A 50-50 chance. We will play a little game called Russian roulette. It's very simple, really. Six chambers, one cartridge. Would you like to begin?
You wouldn't consider switching to checkers.
No.
The game is over, Hunter. Get over there. All right, now everybody stay right where you are. Come on, 99, we're getting out of here.
Igor, stop them.
Stay where you are, Igor. I'm warning you. One more step and I'll put a bullet right between those beady little eyes. Listen, Igor, I hope I wasn't out of line with that crack about the beady eyes.
Put him down, Igor. Very well, Mr. Smart. Most resourceful. Surely you didn't think I would put a loaded weapon in your hands.
Max, he palmed the bullet.
And now, I must say goodnight. I have to get up early. Igor and I are going hunting.
Oh? And what poor animal are you going to hunt this time?
As you can see, Mr. Smart, my trophy collection includes one of almost every kind of animal. Except one. You. A Homo sapien.
Now, just a minute, Hunter. I'm as normal as you are.
What about me, Hunter?
I have other plans for you, my dear. I hope that you will stay on here as my permanent guest.
I'd rather take my chances in the jungle with Max.
Very loyal, my dear. And very stupid.
We're control agents, Hunter. We're trained to be very loyal and very stupid.
Igor will show you to your rooms. Get a good rest. We'll have an early start.
Max, what are we going to do? He's going to set us loose in the jungle, hunt us down, and kill us.
Don't be ridiculous, 99. With my skill as a jungle fighter, he doesn't have a chance. You know it, and I know it.
Max, look.
Now, if only he knew it.
I will give you 1 hour's head start, Mr. Smart. If you can elude me until sundown, you will go free.
You'll let us go free?
You have my word.
Why should we take the word of a vicious, homicidal, psychopathic killer like you?
Because I am a gentleman.
Oh, well, that's different. Okay. Now, how about weapons?
Yes. I will limit myself to rifles, shotguns, pistols, and knives.
Oh, that seems fair. Now, how about us?
You. You will have your raw courage, your daring, your resourcefulness, your sharp wits.
Listen, Hunter, I'll make a deal with you. I'll trade you 2 of my sharp wits for 1 of your rifles.
Good luck, Mr. Smart.
How about her raw courage for a pistol?
I suggest that you start.
My resourcefulness for a knife?
Very well. That might make the hunt more interesting. Oh, I suggest you start running.
Listen, Igor. How would you like to swap this nice new knife for that dirty old pistol. Was that yes or no?
No.
I thought so. Until sundown, Mr. Spark. Come on, 99, we can't stop now. We've got to keep going.
They're
going
to catch up with us, Max. What are we going to do?
We've got to even the odds.
How?
Here, take this and start digging.
Why?
We're going to build a pit. Then I'm going to sharpen some stakes and put them in the bottom of the pit. Then we'll cover the pit over. Nobody will know what's there. Then finally, someone will jump into the pit and be impaled on the stakes.
I've heard of that, Max. It's called the Malayan man trap.
It is?
Uh-huh. You think it'll work?
Well, that all depends, 99.
On what?
On whether or not Hunter is a Malayan man.
Oh.
Keep digging.
Max, listen.
What is it?
Do you know what that sound is?
I'm not sure, but it'll never make the top 10.
Max, that's the dogs. They're almost here.
What time is it?
It's only 3 o'clock. We're not going to be out of danger as long as that sun's still shining.
The way I look at it, 99, there's only one thing that can save us.
What is that?
A total eclipse.
That's it. From now on, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
Max.
We've got to try, 99. It's almost sundown. It looks like the only way across, 99. Listen, if we can get across this bridge and then destroy it, Hans Hunter will have no way of following us.
But, Max, it doesn't look very safe.
Don't be ridiculous, 99. Whoever built this bridge built it strong enough to support their own weight.
Who do you think did build it, Max?
A very small pygmy.
Max, how far do you think it is to the bottom of that gorge?
About a half a mile.
Listen, Max, if you took a running start and you jumped as far as you could, how far do you think you could go?
About a half a mile.
Listen, Max, we're coming. We've got to do something. I'm all for taking our chances on the bridge.
What's the alternative?
Certain death.
In that case, I'm all for taking our chances on the bridge.
Listen, Max, it's not going to hold both of us, though.
Well, I'll tell you what, 99, I'll carry you across.
It's not going to work, Max.
Well, I still think we should go across together.
Why?
Well, that way, in case the bridge collapses, then at least we'll have someone to talk to on the way down.
All right, Max, but hurry.
Hey, 99, now follow close behind me, 99.
Okay.
And be very careful.
Okay.
The slightest little swing, and we could both go plunging to our deaths.
Right.
And whatever you do, 99,
yes.
Don't laugh.
little ways longer, 99. Don't let go now. Come on, 99, just a little ways more.
We've made it, Lionfish.
Listen.
Max, it's Igor. He's going to come across the bridge. What are we going to do?
I've got to stop him, 99. You stay here.
Be careful, Max. Good work, Max!
Now let's take care of the bridge.
Right.
All we have to do is let the bridge down, 99. Once we destroy the bridge, Hunter can't follow us. It's 5 minutes to sundown, 99. We've made it.
Well, Mr. Snarl, it's been fun. While it lasted. Come down, please. You really didn't do as well as I thought you would. Although you dispatched Igor quite nicely. It's only 4:55, Mr. Smart. I was sure you'd still be alive at least until 5 o'clock. I'm disappointed.
You're disappointed? How do you think we feel?
Before I kill you, I will make a final offer. I would still like to keep one of you with me. It would be a terrible waste for someone so young and so beautiful to die.
I'm sorry, Hunter, but I'm not interested.
I think he means me, Max.
Huh? Oh, yes, of course, 99. Well, what do you say?
You know what my answer is.
Of course. You see, Mr. Hunter, with a dedicated agent like 99, there can be only one answer to a suggestion like that. And I think we all know what that answer is. What is that answer, 99?
No.
Of course. The answer is no, Hunter.
Then, prepare to die.
Wait.
You've changed your mind.
No, I'd just like one last request.
What is it?
Just a cigarette.
Go ahead. It will be your last.
Max, may I have a cigarette, please?
99, do you really feel like smoking at a time like this?
Yes, Max, I'd really like a cigarette, and I think that you ought to have a cigarette, too.
Forget it, 99. You know I'm trying to quit smoking.
Max, I think you need a cigarette.
99, if there's one thing in the world I don't need right now, it's a... Of course, that's exactly what I need.
You have 15 seconds, Mr. Smart.
Do you have a light, Max?
Right here.
10 seconds?
Oh, it's got to work.
Don't worry, it's got a money-back guarantee.
5 seconds. Are you quite finished, Mr. Smart?
We'll know in a minute.
Oh, Max, how terrible.
He deserved it, 99. He was a chaos killer.
Sometimes I wonder if we're any better, Max.
What are you talking about, 99? We have to shoot and kill and destroy. We represent everything that's wholesome and good in the world.